Well, I usually introduce myself as Scott McClay, and I am DumpAussie.com. And DumpAussie.com has become a community effort to share the truth in a continuing number of cover-ups, conspiracies, deaths in the community, in the jail, and the costly lawsuits that really are un-Republican and inhumane. And that's why I'm running.
You're an independent. Do you have political views that align with either one of the other two parties, do you think?
In some ways with both. I have two forefathers that have been U.S. senators from the state of Pennsylvania. And actually one of them is credited with being the godfather of the Jeffersonian Republican Democratic system. But honestly, my personal spiritual convictions, my place with the Lord has taken the leadership role in driving me today and what I'm doing as an independent. And I think it best fits me. I have a lot of union experience growing up in the Teamsters at URM stores. I have a labor degree, and yet I've owned a large RE/MAX franchise and been involved in conservative Christian campaigns for 35, 40 years here in the Valley.
And now what's your occupation?
Today I'm a registered respiratory therapist, which is kind of unique in that I also have a disability. I have a terminal case of asbestosis from growing up in Libby, Montana. I'm an acute cardiac life support specialist, and I specialize with neonates and pediatrics.
So you say your condition is terminal. Have they given you some sort of end date? You know, here's the light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, every individual is different, so no. But I'm operating somewhere in the 60 percentile with my lung volume. Often you'll see that I get a little fatigued in my conversations, and talking is hard on me. And so no, but it's something that I deal with daily.
Was there one area, one turning point area that really got you thinking about, I really need to challenge the sheriff?
Yeah, it was his handling of Ryan Hulick, and it's his handling of Deputy Bodman. Deputy Bodman has disappeared. I don't think, you know, from what I'm hearing, he can't deal with it, the stress of it, and with the sheriff's continuing determination to hide the truth from the public. And that's what really motivated me. How do you let a child get run down? And the deputy gets on the radio and says, I just hit this kid. And then try to cover it up with somebody, you know, who simply fell off his bike. I don't understand how the community accepts that. I don't understand how the Mormon Church accepts that.
The Mormon Church being the sheriff's faith.
Correct. And I've been spending more time with my Mormon friends and attending the Mormon church, and I'm just deeply saddened that the community hasn't rallied more around the sheriff's intentional building of a phony video and then trying to claim credit with the discovery of the hat band by the Hulick family's attorney, as if somehow he played some role after he got elected in wanting to get to the truth. I would say that was the pivotal event that got me involved.
Do you really want to be sheriff, or is this more of a vigilante? Vigilante is not the right word, but you just want to get the sheriff out of office.
Well, I supported Douglas Orr when he ran last time around, but we continue to suffer these cover-ups and conspiracies and costly lawsuits and inmate deaths, and I want to be sheriff, and I think I have the makeup and the personality that is going to restore the Mayberry RFD environment that I enjoyed my whole life growing up here. I'm going to surround myself with a management quality circle, past and present law enforcement officials, past, hopefully a past sheriff and some undersheriffs, and people who are working in the department today that really want to see us restored to putting accountability, openness, transparency, and putting people first. And in the sheriff's militarization of the department today, we don't have that.
You talked about the fact that you wanted to divert as many people away from the jail as you could. How would you do that?
Well, I'm going to have my office in the jail, and to get into jail, you're going to stop by my office. And that may seem like a large undertaking, but I think it's achievable. I'm going to look to do more diversion programs. I'd like to see a night court. I know that's been talked about in the past, but I think it's time for it. And a weekend court. And I don't think people should be going to jail unless they really belong there. And I'm not saying I'm going to be light on crime. Hardly is the case. But we just cannot afford to continue to house the numbers that we have without getting more creative and looking for other alternatives to help these people to get back into the society more constructively. And in Kootenai County, I've participated in their program there at the Altar Church through Good Samaritan that helps to put citizens back into society to get off drugs and to stop drinking. And I've done that for a number of years, and I think that's something we need here. So we cannot continue to expand the jail and expand the unexplained deaths and the problems that we've got going on there. We can't do that.
The sheriff has been very popular here in Spokane County. Do you think he's vulnerable this year?
I do. I think he's more vulnerable than he's ever been. And I think he knows it. And, in debating him at the League of Women's Voters and his statement that he's, had to let 68 deputies go for disciplinary issues without a single charge or conviction speaks volumes. The sheriff's department has probably become less popular as a place for people looking to start a career in law enforcement because it's just well known that these cover-ups and conspiracies are going on all the time. There's no integrity.
And so at a forum, if you had a chance to sit across the table from him and ask him, not getting too deeply into these things, but what are the questions you want to ask him and the answers you want?
I want to ask him why he won't install a real citizens review board, one that is arm's length from his office, that has true investigative power and the ability to make disciplinary recommendations. That way, I want to know why we don't have body cams. I want to know why our patrol cars aren't marked after the Pastor Creech incident. I'd like to know why deputies can get away with driving 75 miles an hour down Sprague Avenue in the dark with no sirens and not get disciplined or charged for committing crimes when they kill people. I'd like to know why a deputy at a high school, a resource deputy, doesn't get charged for statutory rape or having a sexual affair with a minor. I'd like to know how a deputy can get away with transferring guns in the middle of the night from his private residence to now a convicted murderer, Roy Murray, in the death of a Spokane Fire Department lieutenant and his family. Even the sheriff doesn't follow his own policies and procedures.
Do you think there are going to be people who say you can't be a good sheriff unless you've been a law enforcement officer yourself? What do you believe about that?
Well, if experience is supposed to result in professionalism, as I see on Ozzie's billboards, experience plus accountability equals professionalism, we don't have any of that. It's a total facade. And we're paying for it each and every day. And you're never going to get to the truth in any of these matters that are taking place out here in the community. And we're just going to continue to write checks for the lawsuits. That's not law enforcement. I'm going to run it like I run my family.